Lecturer Apogi Kulang, the Secretary General for the Academic Staff Association at the University of Balgasal, says the strike brings all academic activities to a standstill.
We have suspended all the academic contacts from lectures, researches, assignments, tutorials, and any academic work until the strike is lifted.
Kulang says the government's failure to pay salaries for 9 months hurts lecturers and their families and affects the quality of academics at all public universities.
The situation of lecturers is horrible, especially in WAU, the University of Balgasal, simply because we are far from the center of the decision making, that is Juba. And here with academic staff, we rely on this little salary, and it does not come. Now we are left with almost a week or more than a week bit to go for Christmas. That will complete the 9 months without salary. Our last salary was the one of March. Until now, we never received any salary.
Daniel Malong Achuot, chairman of the trade union at the University of Balgasal, a body that oversees the general welfare of both teaching and non-teaching staff at the institution, says the lecturers' strike is long overdue.
Academic staff called an emergency meeting yesterday, and they came out with a resolution of having a strike. And the reason of that strike was about actually the 9 months salaries, arrears of 9 months salaries.
Achuot says the strike, which only involves academic staff, is aimed at pressuring the government in Juba to release the money that pays their salaries.
I think the issue is above administration. We are demanding the delayment of salaries. And it's above administration. What we are targeted is actually government of South Sudan, not administration. Those who are paying us is the government, and those who are sending us money is the Minister of Finance direct.
A lecturer at the public university earns 200,000 South Sudanese pounds a month. An assistant professor earns 250,000, an associate professor gets 300,000, and a professor receives 400,000 SSP a month. Higher Education Minister Gabriel Changson Chang says he has received no official information about the strike, but admits the delay in paying academic salaries nationwide is a problem.
It is the whole country. I learned today that from the ministry that day, 1 month salary has been released.
Chang says the country is going through economic hardship and all the government employees are demanding salary arrears. The strike comes at a time when students are preparing for end-of-year exams. Okech Adolfo is in his final year of medical school at the University of Balgasal.
Students are just reluctant, so they have no other way they can do around. But we are hoping for the university to respond at least to this strike so that they have to put it off as we are approaching examination, because you can see most of the calendars for timetable for examination are out already. We are supposed to start our exam by 1st of January. And if this situation is not intervened earlier, so it is also going to affect our exam.
Adolfo urged the university and the national government to intervene as soon as possible. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.